From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian and rebel forces continued to clash Saturday in the city of Aleppo, where some 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped. Meantime, the World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of the sick and wounded. The WHO's Rick Brennan blames the ongoing airstrikes by Russia and the Syrian government for the situation in Aleppo.
The two largest hospitals in Aleppo were deliberately targeted and are now not functioning, drastically reducing the capacity of health workers in the city to provide life-saving medical care for many innocent children, women, and other innocent civilians.
The Russian bombing campaign in Syria marked its first anniversary on Friday, with a Kremlin spokesperson saying their goal is to eliminate radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of international terrorism. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign on to it. 1 month later, the deal would go into effect. Pakistan says it will postpone a November meeting of the heads of the South Asian countries, blaming arch-rival India for derailing the process of regional cooperation. The move comes amid escalating border and diplomatic tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi over allegations Pakistan was behind a deadly assault earlier in September on an Indian army base in the divided Kashmir region. Pakistan, which was to host the summit, said it deplored India's decision not to attend. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. military will investigate conflicting reports on this week's deadly U.S. airstrike in Somalia. Somalia's government has demanded an explanation from the United States for the strike, which Somali officials said killed 13 members of local government forces. The Pentagon said in a news release Thursday that a self-defense strike near the town of Galkeya killed at least 9 al-Shabaab militants. On Sunday, Hungarians will be voting on a referendum against future European Union quotas for accepting asylum seekers. The referendum comes as Budapest Muslims have been feeling the pressure stemming from the government's anti-migrant campaign. In order to fight against the anti-Muslim prejudice, a few dozen people took part in a Muslims Living Among Us walking tour in a Budapest neighborhood on Friday.
People are coming here. They have a reason to come here. They have no safe in their country. That's why they come.
According to the latest available census in 2011, there were 5,600 Muslims living in the Hungarian capital. The referendum on Sunday is seeking to reject an EU scheme on migrants' relocation in Europe. Pilgrims from across Georgia attended at a Tbilisi stadium on Saturday, where Pope Francis celebrated Mass for the country's tiny Catholic community. This Tbilisi resident said, for the Christian world and others, the visit of the Pope is very significant because he's not only the leader of the Catholic Church, but urges peace around the world. Pope Francis, who arrived in Georgia on Friday, wants to use his visit to improve ties with the Georgian Orthodox Church. If asking Google about how to register to vote translates to votes, the search giant has good news for Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. According to Google, the amount of searches for the Spanish phrase on registering to vote spiked by 2,200% over the past week. Register to vote in English only saw a 430% jump. This would suggest Hispanics are at least interested in possibly voting, and if they do, the large majority could vote for Clinton. Powerful Hurricane Matthew continues to churn up the Atlantic, with a large amount of rain expected on parts of the Caribbean, including Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba, during the next few days. So far, the storm has claimed the life of one person. The U.S. weather forecasters say Matthew expected to remain a strong storm. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.